This is Greg Larson with this Sunday sports update. Fredonia suffered its first setback of the high school baseball season with an 8-4 loss to Lakeshore on Saturday. The Hillbillies led 3-2 entering the bottom of the fifth, but the Eagles scored 4 runs in the fifth to take the lead for good. One run came on an error to tie the game, and the next two came off a single by Billy Pinter. Fredonia's offense was led by senior Connor Farnham, who had 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Weston Lee added a pair of hits as well. Farnham was also the losing pitcher, allowing 6 runs on 5 hits over 5 innings of work. The Hillbillies are scheduled to open league play tomorrow with a road game against Falconer. On the college diamond, Fredonia State dropped a doubleheader at nationally ranked Cortland Saturday. The Blue Devils lost the first game 5-2 and the second contest 12-5. The losses dropped the Blue Devils to 9-16 overall and 3-7 in Suniac games. Fredonia State's softball team swept a doubleheader at New Paltz Saturday. The highlight of that doubleheader, Alyssa Bragnano pitching a no-hitter in the first game, a 9-0 Blue Devil win, which lasted only 5 innings. In the second game, the Blue Devils fell behind 3-0 but came back to win 4-3 in 8 innings. The victories improved Fredonia State's mark to 14-12-1 overall and 5-7 in Suniac play. And Fredonia State's women's lacrosse team continues to shine as they defeated Potsdam on the road 19-10. Carly Brenthaupt and Amy Simon had 4 goals apiece, while Katie Klein chipped in with 2 goals and 6 assists. The Blue Devil lacrosse team is now 11-2 overall and 5-0 in league play. They've also won 8 consecutive games, setting a new school record. On to Major League Baseball. The New York Yankees had their 4-game winning streak snapped yesterday as they fell 7-1 to the Los Angeles Angels in the Bronx. C.J. Wilson was able to shut down the high-powered Yankee offense, allowing just 1 run on 6 hits over 6 innings to improve to 2-0 on the season. Yankee starter Phil Hughes got roughed up for 6 runs on 8 hits in just 3 1/3 innings of work to fall to 0-2. The Yanks and Halos play the rubber game of their series in a nationally televised game tonight at 8:05. Meantime, the New York Mets have won back-to-back games over Philadelphia. Yesterday, the Mets benefited from timely hitting and strong pitching as they took down the Phils 5-0. David Wright and Lucas Duda homered for the Mets, while John Neese scattered 5 hits over 6 2/3. And some injury news around the majors. Boston Red Sox center fielder Jacoby Ellsbury was placed on the 15-day DL with a partially dislocated right shoulder, with some reports saying he could be out for as many as 2 months. Meanwhile, San Francisco Giants closer Brian Wilson will have season-ending surgery on his right elbow after an MRI revealed structural damage and an issue with the ligament. And in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Washington Capitals evened their series with the Boston Bruins, notching a 2-1 win in double overtime. In Saturday's other Eastern Conference quarterfinal matchup, Ottawa leveled their series with the New York Rangers as the Senators took down the Broadway Blues 3-2 in OT. In the Western Conference, the Chicago Blackhawks tied Phoenix with 6 seconds left and went on to beat the Coyotes 4-3 in overtime to even that series at 1 game apiece. And the St. Louis Blues shut out San Jose 3-0 to even up that series. With this Sunday sports update, I'm Greg Larson.